Good afternoon. Welcome at The Order of Time. Today I would like to talk to you about political parties and logic. Today in the world we have one big global community divided in many different types of cultures. To solve the problems we have on this planet, we will have to cooperate in a kind of world government. We can assemble at the United Nations and be identified with our own cultures and try to be reasonable talking over our problems. But still, we need a good concept of order so as to use our energies efficiently. We waste many, many good efforts, money and people, goodwilling on this ego endeavor of our cultures. We are identified with our cultures. The ego is not bad, but the culture itself has grown more or less out of ignorance about other cultures. Today, this cannot be maintained any longer. This ignorance about other cultures is not possible anymore. We have entered the communications and information age in which we know of each other. We can study each other and we know each other's philosophers and customs and languages. So we need a good concept that puts everything in a proper perspective so that we can cooperate on a world scale. So, these political parties, how to deal with them? Each position in politics has its own logic. So we have two different things. We have political parties and we have logic. We have to separate these two. Logic has its own command. As we saw in our previous talks, man is divided in logic about facts, scientific, philosophical logic, in logic about principles, which is analytical, artistical, literary, and spiritual. And we have a kind of logic motivated from or deriving from the personal aspect, which is much of politics itself, reasoning for itself, and religion, which is also a person-oriented system of knowledge management. So we have these three fundamental types of logic. We have to keep this in mind for the time being. First, we will discuss the different political views we have in the world. In the world, we see socialist views, capital-motivated views, fundamental-motivated views, fundamentalist-motivated views, religiously motivated views. And we have socially, nationalistically motivated views. So we are motivated by our own continents of culture, by our own egos of culture. We are motivated by profit motives, business. We are motivated by social concepts, of which we know very well communism, for instance, or socialism. And we know the religious point of view. So these are four concepts of culture that belong to something. They belong to a certain division of order, which comprises the quality and the quantity we all have to deal with. There is quality in life, which we recognize as the difference between being engaged in a concrete world with material matter, with material affairs. So to have a bread and a bed and a roof over your head, That is the concrete interest. And we have, at the other side of the perspective of quality, we have the ideal, the idealist, the world of ideas, the ideology, which tells us that there's something more than just merely being engaged in material affairs. So this is what we call the dimension of quality. But there's another dimension important in politics, and that is the dimension of quantity. So in reasoning about quantity, you have the few and the many. You have the elite and the collective. You have the individual and the social interest. These are also opposites in politics. Clearly, there is a strong motive for socialists, for socialist politics, and as well a clear motive for individualized tactics of freedom, of enterprise, and primal interests for the individual. So these four positions of those two dualities, we can put them into a table, and then we see the emergence of the political parties, the political positions I've discussed first. There is the ideal individual interest, which is the interest of intelligence. In the intelligent person is an individual concerned with the world of ideas, from which he is capable of managing the world. So this is the field of intelligence. And politically, this is defended by usually the religious people, the fundamentalist people, who stress the importance of the basic fundamentals of a discipline to be good with God and have a good mind and a good command with that interest. So this is the ideal individual interest. It is individual because it cannot just be imposed upon others. It is a matter of belief and personal choice, personal discipline, personal merit, to be good in that field of intelligence. The second interest is that of business, which is also the individual, but then the more concrete interest. So we are motivated for distribution of goods and money, and also for the collection, the profits of money, so that we can reinvest and manage our affairs according to good concepts of economy. These are all motivated for the freedom of the individual, freedom of enterprise, and the individual proprietorship of houses, cars, clothes, and etc. It is difficult to be righteous because people get attached to these material benefits. Just as the religious people are attached to their own strategy of dealing with the intelligence, the principles, the God, mindfulness, etc. So this is all the individual part of politics. It is one side of the coin. The other side of the coin, if we look at it from the quantity, is a social interest. So we have two more parties in this table comprising four positions, four fields of interest. So the first two were intelligence and the material affair, the material elements of business and individual interests. So the third is the ideal social department, which we recognize as the leftish parties of socialism and communism and the green parties. They are in fact club life. They are the field of positive engagement in social affairs close to nature. The French Revolution rose partly from the motive of being equal relating to the natural order, which would be the prime reference for our equality. And we are all equal beings relating to the same reality. And we have the same chance, we have the same rights, and none is better than the other. We're just differently improvising with the same natural order. So this is a fundamental interest of this field. The third field, that's the third field. The fourth field is the field of individual groups called nations, but they are still social. So it is ego, but it's social ego. It is not the individual ego, it's the collective of a certain kind of people, a nation. In this field, the lust is regulated. We lust about our own egos, and it's difficult to have this internationally properly regulated, of course. But it is recognizable as the nationalist tendencies in politics. So we have fundamentalist tendencies, we have capitalist, capital-motivated tendencies, we have socialist interests in politics, and we have these nationalist parties. So we have divided the scene of the world of world politics into these four groups, these four fields of human interest. So what can we say to this? Each has his own logic and its own interest in these groups. But if we take a close look at it, we see that each of these fields is of the interest of each individual. I, as a person, have an individual interest in private, in the private sphere, religiously or not, to be intelligent on my own and restore in my own protected environment, in my privacy. I have a kind of business interest to make money and to spend money as an individual. I have a social interest, which is usually club life. This is the field of unclear manifestation. It is the social ideal. It is somewhere in the air or in the future, or it is a covered club of people. It's also called the field of the unmanifest. The unmanifest is the not definitely settled appearance of God. And God is in religion. In the religion, it's clear. It is a mosque or a church or a shul. But in the field of the club life, it can be anything. It can be any game of order, as long as we associate positively in a social motivation to some. It can be a club of singers or a club of hockey players or a club of people playing golf or whatever, as long as it coheres and as long as we are positive about our social engagement. So it is it's not less than the religion, which some people say, yeah, the club life is religion is not just a club, but it's not less. It's a different field of interest. And each individual has this individual field also. Everybody belongs to some kind of club, usually more than one. Just as everybody belonging to a certain interest of the ego, which is sometimes called false if we think we are an Englishman or a Russian or a China man. We are not Chinese or European or American. We have such cultures and such bodies. It is something we have. So that's why we call it false if we identify with this. It is a characteristic of our material existence, but it is not the notion of ourselves which lasts, which is true, which is permanent, which is above the parties. So the soul is, of course, above the ego. And reasoning from the soul, we see the ego neatly in its own order. And it can be trusted as long as we do not over-identify with it. If we do not say, our culture is better than that other culture. So we have these four parties with four types of interests, and these interests are of the individual. And in politics, we should not try to compete with these philosophies, not try to drive each other and the civilians crazy by trying to be the conqueror of the world. The fascists never conquered the world. The socialists and communists will never conquer the world. Nor will the fundamentalists ever conquer the world. Nor will the capitalists ever conquer the world. None of these parties, however collectively represented by a strong national defense or business agreement, they will never dominate the world. The world is simply populated by individuals who each have these fields, these four fields, as their own personal interest. And if you want to have a government in this world, these parties should not be used against each other, because that is ineffective. We are, in fact, suffering a cultural neurosis. If we constantly fight ourselves, we lose our effectivity of relating properly to the environment and to each other. And it's only proof that we as individuals are hampered, are crippled, are deficient in our command of the individual fields of action. These fields of action are thus essential to our sanity, to our logic, to our wisdom. If we are one-sided in these fields, we are fallen souls fighting each other and suffering a psychology that says someone else is the problem, I am not the problem, because that's how the psychology works. You will always defend yourself and rather see the problems with someone else. So this is the situation of mankind. We should cooperate and not fight each other, and this is where the order of time is of importance. The different fields properly hardened lead to a concept of order, which simply means a properly filled calendar in which you cover all these fields separately. You have time for doing your business, going to do your job and make your money. That is one aspect of life. There's one fourth of it. One fourth is your private existence. You have your own family interests. You cannot always be there, yeah? But it's definitely one cornerstone of your life. The other cornerstone is your national identity, the life you have when you go downtown, the community. We are this community, which is not to be false, because there are all kinds of cultures engaged in this free association of going downtown, because that's what we do in this field, to have this false ego settled, to have it safe in the streets. We have to be in the streets. And we shouldn't fear this field and say going downtown is bad, is only for criminals and drunkards and drug addicts. That is not so. Be in the community to make this field strong, and as a counterweight also to the fundamentalist interest of your private discipline with God at home, or without God at home, doesn't matter how you practice your private life. And everybody also has this club interest. Everybody belongs to a certain club. It can be political, it can be religiously. Yeah, religion can cover as well the individual as the social interest, as you know. You can practice religion at home and in the club. So these are these four interests, and properly put on the agenda, we are sane people. This also we see that our logic will be sane. Then we will see that the three different types of logic are equally valid. Enlightenment isn't better than liberation, and these two aren't better than the sober view one has of science. Sobering up, being enlightened and liberated, together with a good balance in the fields of action, that is the purpose of the order of time and phylognosy. Thank you very much for your attention.